So Saturat Muni, he's teaching us, Sanatan Goswami, our Guru, our God. They're teaching us how to follow this Damodar path according to the teachings of the Shastras. Not only are they giving us patience, enthusiasm, they're also empowering us to follow this Damodar path. We should recite this Damodar. Whenever we recite this Damodar Ashtakam, we are in the presence of Saturat Muni and his followers. We present with those who are following this Damodar Ashtakam. In this way, their mercy will be showered on us. Along with Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu, our Guru, Varga, all of them will be happy. And their happiness is our blessing. So today is Ekadashi. When Purnamasi Yogamaya came to Gokul Mahavan, then she made a decision. She said, "Oh Ishwade, oh Rohini, oh Nanda, all of you follow Ekadashi, because Ekadashi is the mother of bhakti. If you surrender to Ekadashi Devi, then Bhagavan will be very happy. And he will eternally reside in your heart." So listening to Purnamasi Yogamaya, Yashoda and all the Rajvasis, they get very happy. That how Bhagavan will come and reside among us. He'll always be with us. It's not very difficult to attain Bhagavan, because he is present everywhere. But we have no relationship with him. And even if we meet him, even if he is present near us, we cannot meet him. Why? We have no love. We see that there is no necessity to attain him. So the main objective of Ekadashi Devi is that she make sure that all the jivas are connected. They have a relationship with Bhagavan. And then the jivas will never think of becoming averse to him. Because the jivas are very independent. They can do anything they wish. But Ekadashi Devi, she makes them competent. Then by praying, one will be able to control all of one's senses. She'll empower one and engage one in Bhagavan's seva. And one also, seeing that how everyone is engaged their senses, he'll also become very happy. Because Bhagavan is already bound in the heart. But we are not bound to him. We are independent. We are, although we desire something, still we are in one way dependent, but still we think we are independent. So in this way, so, you know, like, man proposes and God disposes. Although we try to do so many things on our own, still without the help of the associates of Bhagavan and Bhagavan himself, we cannot be helped. They know that even if we do something wrong, then we'll suffer. Because if the son is suffering, then the father will also suffer. So therefore, they will never tell us to go on the wrong way. And what does Ekadashi Devi do? She sees Bhagavan has given us these 11 senses, which are very beautiful. And what does Ekadashi Devi do? She makes these 11 senses engaged in Bhagavan's seva. One says, oh, you do some seva in the temple, then one thinks, am I a laborer? If I come to do a job, I've come to meditate, tapa, japa, and come to speak kirtan in this manual labor. So once Damodar Vrata was going on in Mathura, and then Ekadashi is ever somewhere doing nirjala, somewhere eating fruits. Some were staying up the whole night. in this way there had to experience many difficulties. So many sannyasis, Guru Varga had come. Then they said, if you fasted the whole day, if you've done nirjala the whole day, and if you stayed awake the whole night, how has Bhagwan been pleased? What have you done for Bhagwan? You may do your tapasya, nirjala, but who is getting the fruit of this nirjala ekadashi? Is Bhagwan getting or are you getting? If you've done nirjala for 24 hours, you haven't slept, but have you served Prabhu or not? Have you engaged your body, mind, words in Prabhu's seva? See, there was one who was very stubborn. He said, today I'm doing nirjala. Today no one should speak to me. I will also not speak to anyone. I'll just be silent and I'll do my mala and my parikrama, and no one should disturb. Then he says, no one should disturb me. But then he became disturbed because no one would speak to him. No one would look after him. And then he wasn't doing Bhagwan's Arshan, Puja, Seva. Then he was saying, today I'm doing Vrata. So Vrata means, say Vrata, say Tapa, say more Mantra Japa, say more Bhajana Pujan. Anukula Habibiti, say more Visiti, say more Vanchita Puran. If Bhagwan is happy, then everyone is happy. There's a verse which says that what is the use of austerities if you cannot please Hari? If Prabhu is present in our hearts and if you're not serving him, then Yashoda Maiya, she says, hey Krishna, don't come near. Today is Ekadashi. Go somewhere else. Today I won't give you any milk. So she has so much mamata for Krishna. So Purnamasi Yogamaya herself came and she said, today is Ekadashi. You follow this vrata. All of you make a sankalpa, make a promise that for even 1 minute I will not waste, even 1 minute. And what kind of seva will I do? Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, archanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. Follow these 9 limbs of bhakti. One by force he's trying to follow, but one who has anurag naturally is following. He's always absorbed. What is this rag? Means his absorption. He's become one with these moods. He has no time to waste. There's no need to tell him that, oh, do nirjala, stay awake the whole night. He's saying no. Except, I will never leave this Shravan Kirtan Smaran Narshan Vandana Dasakya Matana. Why should I engage in these dry austerities? Why should I go to the Himalayas and do tapasya there? Why should I surround myself with fire and do practice austerities? So my tapasya is, I'll engage all my senses in Prabhu's Seva. So, Nanda Maharaj said, alright, this is very good. Then all the Vrajavasis, there's an announcement made. All of you go to the bank of the Yamuna. There, we'll make a nice camp on the banks of the Yamuna. We'll do Yajna, Kirtan, we'll listen to Bhagavan's glories. Because in Satyuga, Ambarish Maharaj, he would leave Hastinapur and he would come to Madhupuri, Mathura, Antashami, one day before Ekadashi. And they say they do Kirtan, Vandan, Stuti, Parikrama, Yajna. The whole day, night they'll be doing. Even for 1 minute, they won't be restless. Why? Because they had this natural anurag. So what? So then all. Something. She said, oh, Bhagavati Yogamaya. She said, if you practice this Ekadashi, then Bhagwan, he'll always be bound in your heart. But as will Bhagwan bind me to him? Bhagwan is present in my heart. But will he bind me with these bonds of prem? Because if he doesn't have prem for me, then how can I be bound to him? I'll go to someone who has love. If someone speaks some sweet words, someone serves us, flatters us, then we become very controlled by them. This will not happen. So therefore, Prabhu, you're always present in our hearts. So look at me at least once with love, with prem. Accept me. May I not become restless. Prabhu said, I will never destroy your independence. I cannot make you my slave by force. If someone wants me naturally, then I can never leave him. And if I have to bind someone by force, then this slavery is not good, because independence is a gem. If you speak something out of love naturally, if you offer something to Prabhu, he is happy. But if you offer something by force, somehow you're doing something, forcing yourself, then Prabhu says, I don't want such thing. One who is practicing Vaidhi Bhakti by force, he's saying, I have to go Mangalarti. He cannot wake up. Somehow he wakes up and he has a bath and he goes. He says, oh, now I'm entangled. No, I am not independent now. I have to wake up early in the morning. So Krishna is saying, at least remember me a little. At least serve me a little. So why are we praying to Ekadashi Devi? That our senses are not controlled. They're independent. So these senses, somehow should be engaged in Prabhu's seva. This is, Krishna will be happy when we engage our senses in this way. So Satarudmani is saying, Prabhu, be merciful to me. We have a rule that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas on the day of Diksha, Guru himself, he worships Yakeshwar Sri Hari, and then he remembers Bhagawan Parampara, his associates, and he offers everyone at the lotus feet, saying, kindly accept this person performing a yagya. But we are so stubborn, then will we offer our pranams, fold our hands? Will we do prarthana? Not possible. Once, during the 500th anniversary of Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world, then invited Gurudev for one function. And after Mangalarti, all the sannyasis, Babaji's, very aged, very senior, all of them, they were all, at that time, many, many thousands of sannyasis, brahmacharis had come. And first day, they would offer pranams to Guru Maharaj's Bhajan Kutir and then to Gurudev's Bhajan Kutir. Then Gurudev, he saw all these devotees coming. Then Gurudev would come out and offer pranams to them. This way they would offer pranams and he would offer pranams in return. Prabhupada Thakur, Saraswati Thakur himself, would not just respectfully address his disciples. And before they would offer Dandavat Pranam, he'd offer Dandavat Pranam. Because he's saying, I need your mercy. Blessings, but we are so stubborn that What to speak of folding our hands and praying, saying, oh, what, I am the son of a king, I am a prince. Why should I worry? My father should worry. Guru should think about me. Why should I think about him? Therefore, Ekadashi Devi will make one very humble, very meek. See, fruit tree is known by its fruits. Tree which has very succulent fruits, automatically it bows down. Similarly, a disciple who has these fruits of love within him, he'll be humble. Knowledge makes one humble, meek. And by such meekness, everyone's mercy is showered upon that person. Sometimes there's so much rain. Even if you don't come out, even if you're staying in your house, there's a cool breeze blowing, and the cool breeze will touch you. Because that cool breeze is very moist. But what do? We enter our rooms and then we on the AC, and then this way we want to fulfill our desires. So here, if you want Kripa, then there's a river flowing. Then you should make a canal. And then from the canal, the channel will come, and then this way there's a stream which will flow to the fields. And if you don't need this mercy, but you see, the river is flowing, but still your field is dry. Means there's so much mercy flowing, but still your heart is dry. If you don't pray to the Guru Varga, respect them, then your heart will become very dry. It will not contain any rasa inside. And so, there's no need to criticize anyone. No need to speak ill of anyone. Don't be at a distance, or else the line will be cut. And this Kripa Dishti, this merciful glance, will never fall on one. At least one should see in which condition I am in. How am I spending my time? I'm not able to practice bhakti, bhajan, no ruchi in Bhagwan Seva, no love for anyone, don't want to see anyone. Why this unfortunate condition? Why the heart has become so dry? So if you want this merciful glance, then always try to accept the Kripa of the Bhaktas. At least fold your hands and offer pranam. Say, oh, I cannot bow down to anyone. So then if you're so stubborn, if you're like this mountain, then you keep standing up the whole time. Then you see if there's so much rain, all the water will collect in the valley. It'll never be showered on the mountain. So this way, all that mercy will flow, not touch you. So if you follow Ekadashi, follow properly and pray. And we don't even know what is Ekadashi. Is Ekadashi Devi? Who is she? We don't know her sarup. One says, I have not even seen Ekadashi Devi, how she looks like. We follow Ekadashi, but whole day we don't eat anything. In the evening we make some nice chutney, make some nice pakodis, chile, dahiballa, and then make some nice laddus made of koa. And then we offer boga. And who are we offering boga to? We're actually offering boga to our own stomachs. I say we're eating. And who is Devi? How to do her smaran? How to do her archan? What is her sarup? Have you ever thought who she is? We accepted Sri Guru, but we don't know who he is. Guru has given mantra, but still, no. Out of 24 hours, we don't remember her. We don't remain in her association. Then mind, the intelligence will be defeated and will be useless. So when Ekadashi Devi comes, then just as Bhagwan's archan is done, then do a archan of Ekadashi Devi. Worshipper. Not just Aradhana of Govinda, also you should learn how to worship Tulsi, Ganga, Yamuna, how to worship. There's facility to worship all the associates of Bhagavan. So is there no facility to do Archana of Ekadashi Devi? At least place an asan, invite her, offer Parthyarga, Achaman, Malyarpan, Chandan, Tulsi, Bhogra. Invite Ekadashi Devi. But no, today is Ekadashi, I will not do anything today. Then how are we following this vrata? So Bhagavati has said, Bhagavati, she told Nanda Maharaj, oh Yashoda, all of you Brajavasis, you follow this Ekadashi vrata. By staying in the house, there's this fear of being bound by karma. So he said, leave everything aside. So all the Rajasis, sometimes they go to the banks of the Yamuna, sometimes to Saraswati Kund, sometimes to Ambikavan, sometimes to Chirgat, sometimes to Bhayagav, all these different places to observe Ekadashi. Once the Pandavas were in the forest, there they followed Chaturmasya every time. The Rishi Maharshis are following Chaturmasya Uchavrat all the time. So when Kunti Devi, she told the Pandavas that this, in this Kartik Vrat Niyam Seva, Damodar Vrat is observed for the happiness of Damodar. Only if Damodar is happy, then we properly observe the Vrata. Else how will we observe this Vrata? How can we make him happy? So then what happened? Kunti Devi, she taught all the five Pandavas that if you want to make Bhagavan happy, then try to follow his instructions. The Shastras are the words of Sri Bhagavan. There is instructions. At least try to follow a little. This will be the reason to make Bhagavan happy. So then they said, oh mother, why tell us what are his instructions, Bhagavan's instructions, how to follow them. They said, alright, all of us today together, we'll glorify Bhagavan. Today is Ekadashi. Today, we'll not speak anything else, no prajalpa. Today, we'll only do his Gunkirtan. So Krishna, he was the nephew of Kunti. Still Kunti would worship him. She knew he was Bhagavan. Kunti was, her name is Prita. She is the aunt of Krishna. Krishna would respect her, but she'd never think he's my brother's son. Or that she would worship him. So now, from the early morning, she started glorifying Bhagavan. And as she was doing Kirtan, Krishna, he became restless. He appeared. They said, Bhim said, oh Krishna, there's this big fire raging in my stomach. Even if you put the entire world will be digested in my stomach. And now you've made this Ekadashi Vrat, how can I fast? Bhim said. So Krishna said, all right, today I'll give you nice food. Such nice, delicious food that's full of rasa. That will be very happy. And then Bhim said, okay, should I get my asan? Should I get my plate? I have a big plate. Krishna said, don't worry, I've come now. Now that I've come, everything has come. So they say, you'll get a lot of food. First, you'll at least let Kunti do some kirtan. Listen to her kirtan. So wherever this Krishna Kirtan is being done, there everyone is present. Not just Santadasa, Sakya Vatsalya Madhuri, all kinds of rasa. All seven secondary rasas also. Asya Adbhut, Veer, Karun, Bhayanak, Vibhatsa. They're all present. 12 rasas. 5 primary, 7 secondary. And then this way, even Sukadeva Goswami, when he was speaking, Parikshit, he didn't want to drink even a single drop of water for 7 days. He didn't sleep, he didn't get tired, nothing. Made him full of rasa. This is called Ras. Means when Ras expands, Ras is singular and Ras is plural. And they say when Ras expands more and more, then it becomes Ras. So they say Bhagwan, he, did he perform Ras Leela only with the gopis? He wants to make everyone full of such a Ras. So they say Bhagwan, he starts speaking this Braj Katha. He say, oh Yashoda would love me so much, how I would always perform, be very naughty in Braj. She'd give me something, I eat something, I'd throw the plate away in Braj. Then Yashoda would say, I never feed you again. No, she would never say, oh, I won't take you on my lap. No, I'd do so many things in Braj. I was very naughty, but still my mother loved me so much. Even Narayan Ram, they didn't have. Even Narsingha didn't have a mother like Yashoda. Narsingha didn't even have parents. He appeared from the pillar. Will the pillar breastfeed Narsingha? Will the pillar feed him anything? Give him something? Will him give him some laddu, balushai? So Bhagawan, he is saying, when I do kirtan, means I remember my mother. I call out to my mother, oh Maya, oh Mother Yashoda, take me on your lap. Oh Mother, if someone calls you to Bhagawan with Mamata, then is there any need for anything else? Everything is fulfilled. So this is Krishna, he started glorifying everyone in Braj. And by listening to this kirtan, everyone's hearts started to melt. Everyone started weeping, saying how much love the Brajvasis have. Bhagawan himself is doing kirtan. Just see how the Brajvasis have such overwhelming love. So start doing Krishna kirtan. Krishna, he start doing kirtan of the Brajvasis the whole day and night. And then he asked Bhim in the morning, Bhim, are you still hungry? Bhim said, I only want to listen to this Vrajras. I don't want anything worldly. He said, let's go to Vraj. I stayed there for 10 years and I left. Now you all know, all of you, go to Vraj. Perform with austerities there. Pray that you'll always stay there in the dust of Vraj. Drink this Vrajras. This hunger thirst will never trouble you. You don't have any worldly anxieties. No troubles will ever affect you. So Bhagawan himself is saying that there's a small mountain there, Giriraj. He's lying down in Braj. He doesn't say anything. But when I took all the Vrajavasis, then he gave so much food to all the Vrajavasis. So in Vrajavasis couldn't even eat, finish everything. He gave unlimited amount of food, water. He bathed all the Vrajavasis, but still no shortage of anything. It's even a dust particle of Vraj is so competent. He can give anything. So how much? So Bhim, let's go to Govardhan. Take as much as you want from him. See here, Kunti, she in the forest, she'd give fruits, roots to the Pandavas. And the Bhim would say, oh, give everything to me. She'd make 5 plates for the Pandavas. But Bhim would say, give everything to me, all the 5 plates. So Kunti would say, oh, Bhim, first let Yudhishthira, elder brother, eat, then you eat. He said, no, give me all 5 plates. So they say, Bhim was always hungry. So Krishna said, let's go to Vraj. Giriraj, he'll give you so much. So Bhim, he started jumping up in joy. He said, let's go now to Govardhan. Let's see how much he'll give me to eat. Krishna saying his stomach will not have any space left also. He'll give you so much. Just remember him. He's Giriraj. He's Govardhan. He's always nourishing the senses, increasing the joy for all the cows, calves, gopis, senses, fills them with ras. சார்ந்தடே ஏகாதசி. குந்தி மாதா சேயிங், ஓ பிரபு, ஐ ஹாவ் திஸ் ப்ரேயர் டு. வாட் இஸ் மை ப்ரேயர்? தட் ஆல் தீஸ் ஆங்ஸைட்டிஸ் ஐ ஹாவ், தீஸ் ட்ரபுள்ஸ் ஐ ஹாவ், கைண்ட்லி கிவ் தெம் டு மோர் அண்ட் மோர், பிகாஸ் தென் ஐ வில் ஆல்வேஸ் ரிமெம்பர் யூ 24 hours, and then you will always have to come in front of me. When prosperity, we will not remember you. Only, we will only remember you when we are in trouble, in calamity. In Ramcharitmanas, Tulsidas is sung, who remembers Bhagwan when one is happy? Only when one is sad, he remembers him. Or else, why is this misery inflicted upon us? So this way, oh Jagatguru Krishna, give us these calamities, don't give us prosperity. And Bhim told Krishna, this rasa you gave me, and I've forgotten all my hunger now. So therefore, they made this Ekadashi, Pandav Nirjala Ekadashi. This occurs in the month of June, when it's very hot. And Bhagavan, despite being so hot, he made Bhim relish this rasa. No, he didn't want any water, food, nothing. So how can this merciful glance fall upon us if we don't do Shravan Kirtan, Archan Vandan, if we don't engage in this Pada Sevanam, then? Because these are the nine limbs of devotion. If they are only for Vishnu, then it is bhakti. But if these nine limbs of devotion are for the bhakta, then prem will be had. By following Navata Bhakti for Bhagavan, bhakti is had. And if you do these ninefold limbs of devotion for bhakta, then Bhagavat prem will arise in your heart. Sri Yashoda Mata and Nanda Baba and all the Rajavasis, they follow this vrata. So when the yagya was going on, then in the middle of the night, one big python came. And what did this python do? Then all the Rajavasis were thinking what to do. And this python started to swallow Nanda Baba. Swallowed him halfway. They're beating it, burning logs of wood, embers, beating him with many stones. But still, then what did everyone do? They started remembering Krishna and saying, how can we save Nanda? And then they didn't remember Krishna the whole day. Where is Krishna? They're saying, oh, Kanaya is somewhere here. They didn't remember him. But now that Nanda was being swallowed by this python, they remembered him so much, Krishna immediately appeared. In this way, Nanda Baba, Krishna appeared and he touched the python with his toe, saying, why are you trying to swallow my father? Who are you? Why are you doing this? Everyone has followed Ekadashi Vrat. And why are you trying to eat him? You don't follow Ekadashi. On the day of Ekadashi, you're trying to swallow him. But you're trying to swallow my father. Then he just touched him with his foot, with his toe. And that python was liberated. No, he was reinstated in his divine form. So in any circumstance, if one calls out to Bhagavan, Krishna is described in the Gita, who worships Bhagavan. So Arjun said, who? One who is distressed, one who is inquisitive, one who is in knowledge, and one who is in want. Artha Jigyasa Artha Jnani. These four classes of people, they worship Bhagavan. See, one who is in want, he has many desires. He's always doing, worshipping Bhagavan. He'll do Dandavati, Parikrama, he'll do Arati. So he'll be engaged in the whole time. Why? He wants wealth. And one who is depressed, no one is helping him. What will he also remember Krishna? He'll be crying. Once we went to Kishkinda. There near Kishkinda, there's one village called Sindanur. There one lady, she took her husband. And then she her husband ran off Thakurji and she started weeping, crying out loudly. Because her husband had brain cancer. Pus was flowing out from his head. No money for treatment, nothing. And she's crying so much in front of Bhagwan. Kirtan is going on. Even the Kirtan stopped after that. She was crying out so loudly. So then he said, "Don't worry, I'll pray to Bhagwan. The Yasam will be alright." Then she stopped crying. Then he was healed within 6 months. Why? And then he started dancing in front of Bhagwan. Why? Because one Vaishnav had given this blessing that your husband will be alright in 6 months. So who was that Vaishnav? He is sitting in front of us. So in this way, one who has this artha, one who is inquisitive, one who has this knowledge, he all want to worship Bhagwan. And then in this way, one is always sad and depressed in this world. So one is thinking, if I do worship Bhagwan, then I will be most knowledgeable. Then my flag will be hoisted up high. Because Bhagwan gives Gyan, because he is Gyani, possessor of knowledge. Therefore, Krishna is saying, one is artha, one is very sad, then he will do bhajan. So say, one should worship, pray to Bhagwan for this paramartha, for the spiritual welfare. Else we don't pray. We follow Ekadashi, but then what do? When Bhagwan appears, you should have this tadatma, this absorption, this avish. Or else one, he puts his bead bag around his neck, walking on the road, he's saying Hari Bol Hari Krishna, chanting loudly, but where is his mind? Therefore, being tadatma, absorbed, one should always be surrendered near Ekadashi Devi, engage in her shravan, kirtan, vandan, smaran, archan, offer her sastutis, pray to her, follow Ekadashi, saying today is Ekadashi. In this whole life, have you prayed at least once? Saying, oh, today's Ekadashi. But how are you praying to her? How are you worshipping her? At least half an hour, at least, have you set aside for Ekadashi Devi? In Jagannath Puri, in the temple there, if you see Ekadashi Devi, there's a deity there. There, I heard people don't worship her. But I saw that early in the morning, thousands of people are standing in line. They're offering Ararti, Stavstuti, many things. The Pandas, what do they say? They're 12 months in 1 year. 11 months are for you. 1 month is for Bhagwan. Why? 24 days are for Ekadashi. In 1 month, they're 24 days. 30 days. So then 24 days. And sometimes two extra Ekadashis during this Purushottam Mas, Adhik Mas, so 26 Ekadashis. And then there's Janmashtami, Ramnami, Shivratri, Narsingh Jayanti. Four ratas. So they say 26 plus 4, 30. So 1 month is only for Bhagwan. Give 1 month for Bhagwan. And 11 months you enjoy. So no sadness. But still you don't want to do anything. And I was thinking these Pandas don't follow Ekadashi. But here you see the Pandas themselves are glorifying Ekadashi. Saying 1 month is completely for Bhagwan. So even now the Gaudiya Vaishnavas there. They speak Harikatha there. The Jagannath temple, the courtyard. Then when this Harikatha is spoken by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, all the Pandas, their wives, they all come and listen to this Harikatha. This way they're all glorifying Ekadashi Devi. See, just as Bhagwan Jagannath is being worshipped, Ekadashi Devi is also worshipped there in the temple. But how are we? If I tell someone, oh, follow Ekadashi, then what happens? There's a book called Ekadashi Mahatva. Bring this book, listen to the glories of every Ekadashi, that's it. But now, how do you worship Ekadashi? How do you please her? So Bhagavati Purnamasi, she told Nanda and Yashoda, how to worship Ekadashi? So Krishna, he spoke all these different tattvas to the Pandavas. The Pandavas became very happy. So today is Ekadashi. If you want to bind Damodar in your heart, or should Damodar bind us? We should long to become a servant of a servant for eternity, or else we are already servants of Maya. Then Chaitanya Charitamrita said, Jagadananda Pandit, he said that having forgotten Krishna, Maya is repeatedly slapping us. And this way, we are possessed by this very demoniac personality, and therefore suffering. And only if we receive this, out of great fortune, receive the seed of devotional service from Sri Guru, then we can engage. So in every line, Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he has described everything. We are very fortunate. We are in the dham, in Krishna dham. And if we don't follow Krishna, then we are very opposed to him, then how unfortunate we are. So now, it's time now, go to Parikrama. And then follow Ekadashi the whole day. Don't think about anything else. Don't do kirtan of anyone else. Whole day, anyhow, at least by force, remember Ekadashi, surrender to her. And that Krishnam will never be far away from us. That we'll never be opposed to Seva. But who will help us? Therefore, Bhagavan has appeared. The Ekadashi is the embodiment of Bhagavan's mercy. She is Kripa Murti. She's the mother of Bhakti. Madhuditi Bhakti Janani Chatane Palanakari Krishna Vasati Vasati Bali Paramadhare Bari. But Ekadashi Devi, she is Bhakti Janani. Krishna is always present with her. He is especially inclined to give his mercy on this day. So why should we leave Ekadashi and go anywhere else? Hari Bol.